is a true story taken from an actual medical file.
Father will I really meet him?
Perhaps, Theo, if the maestro has time. When the recital is finished, I will try to introduce you.
Please, Father, please, I must meet him.
Then you must be patient and silent. Herr Doctor, may I present my son? He's been pestering me for an introduction to you.
The lad does me great honor. I would like to make his acquaintance.
Theodore, pay your respects to Dr. Albert Schweitzer.
How do you do, sir?
I am well, my boy. Very well, thank you. Tell me, what is this strange attraction that makes you badger your father into introducing you to me?
Father, is it all right?
You must answer the doctor's question, Theodore.
Dr. Schweitzer, sir, I want to be a doctor, a medical missionary, just as you are.
Are you serious, Theodore?
Yes, sir, I am. I want this more than anything in the world.
Yes, Theodore, you are serious. Promise me one thing, then.
Yes, sir.
When you are ready, come to Africa. I want you there. We work together, you and I. You must let nothing stop you. Come to Lamborghini. I'll be waiting for you.
Medical file. Factual stories of the men and women whose vigilance guards our lives. A reconstruction of clinical case histories, step by step with the doctors who were there. Tonight, you'll hear the story, The Schweitzer Touch, by Glenn Hamilton in Medical File.
Theodore Binder related himself in later years, not too many people take the wishes of a boy seriously. But that day, following the organ recital given by the famed doctor in the cathedral at Basel in Switzerland, Albert Schweitzer extended a welcoming hand to the child who wanted to be a doctor. And Theodore Binder's childhood dream persisted, sometimes under the most grueling conditions imaginable. But he didn't give up. And today, the dream is amazing reality.
I grew up in Nazi Germany, and at the outbreak of the Second World War, I found myself drafted into the German Wehrmacht, the army, for service on one of the war fronts. I was already training in pre-medicine, but the territorial ambitions of Adolf Hitler overruled any ambition I may have had. And in 1941... I found myself caught up in the Holocaust of Drang nach Osten, the Nazi assault against Soviet Russia.
Out! Out! Mach schnell! Over you go, lad! Binder!
Ja, Herr Leutnant!
Take the grenades and set back, Binder! Go left towards the farmhouse over there! They need grenades! Get along with you now!
To befehl, Herr Leutnant!
Lucky to get there alive. Who wants to go to Moscow anyway? Not me.
I am hit.
It is fortunate for the world that Theodore Binder was wounded on the Eastern Front. In view of the immense casualties endured by the German army throughout its Russian campaigns, one can only speculate on whether or not the talents of the doctor-to-be would have been squandered in the mud and blood of that infamous killing ground. Theodor Binder, grievously hurt, was sent home to Germany and invalided from the army. He was able to re-enter Freiburg University to continue his medical studies. And in 1943...
Oh, married, Theodore. Married. We've done it.
Yeah, we have, Liebchen. And this is just the beginning. I believe there are great times ahead of us.
I know there are. We'll do wonderfully.
Yeah, but the war and this madness does it. There will be no easy way for us, you know. And in particular, there will be no easy way until the Nazis are defeated.
No, Theodore.
Carmen, Theodore, your wedding day and such gloomy faces. Now, what is this? You've barely completed making all your promises to the pastor, to love and to honor, and you're fighting already.
No, Father, not the fight. You see, we were...
my son, no elaborate explanations. You have social obligations. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the toast to our young couple. Please start your glasses. Do not stint yourselves, my friends. We have generous amounts of Ersatzschnaps. To my children and their happiness together in the years to come. To Carmen und Theodor Binder.
To Carmen and Theodor.
Theodor Binder went back to his studies at Freiburg. The war ground on. And as the Germans felt the bitterness of defeat welling up around them, the madness of the Nazis grew. Theodor Binder became an active member of the German underground, performing many duties that would have brought him to the Gestapo, the torture chambers, and the firing squad. And late in the war, this menace loomed over the little family. Carmen and Theodor, with their newborn son, Michael, fled into the relative security of an internment camp in Switzerland. Binder, not yet qualified, served as camp doctor. Carmen, helping her husband, trained as a laboratory technician. But the strain, both mental and physical, had been too much.
Carmen, Lucy. Carmen, what is it?
Theodore, I'm so sorry. I didn't want to worry you, but... Oh, I am so ill, so ill.
Yes, you're burning with fever. I'll get you to a doctor at once.
Oh, but you are my doctor.
No, no. I'm Snake Oprah. You need the best in the land. No blundering and guessing for my wife. We'll get you the best treatment in Switzerland.
A good doctor did attend to Carmen Binder. The result? Her immediate removal to a sanatorium. Carmen was desperately ill. The diagnosis? Tuberculosis. The baby, Michael, had to be placed in a refugee children's home. Distraught and lonely, Theodor Binder worked on.
Yeah, that was the hardest time of my life. I don't know what I would have done had it not been for the idea that I must build a hospital where I could treat the needy.
Binder worked doggedly, and his courage drew the support he needed from his friends. One in particular paid his tuition fees at Basel's famed Tropical Institute. In 1947, Theodor had completed his studies. He joined the staff of the institute. For the first time in his life, he was earning enough to give his family a comfortable life. And slowly, Carmen's health improved. As it did so, she resumed her studies.
Theo, my dear, the work is fascinating. I'm loving every moment of it.
Nevertheless, you must not work too hard. You punish yourself. And you are not strong yet.
Oh, punish myself? Yeah. How funny you are. This is life. There just are not enough hours of the day for work.
I didn't marry a woman. I married a dynamo. No, a tempest.
My dear, when you open your hospital, you are going to have the finest laboratory assistant in the business. Me.
In 1948, the Binders shared some good fortune. Carmen was pronounced completely cured, and Theodore received exciting news.
Carmen! Carmen, come, come! The letter, it has arrived!
Theodore, what is it? What happened? You sounded like a madman.
Read it, Carmen. Read it.
With reference to your application for the position of medical resident at the New Franciscan Hospital at Dr. Pampa, we are pleased to inform you that you have been confirmed in the appointment. Oh, Theo! The hospital in Peru!
That's it, Lucian. The one built by the Franciscan nuns. We've got the position. We are going.
But Theo, what of Lamborghini? Your work for Dr. Schweitzer. You wanted that so much.
Yeah. I believe that Dr. Schweitzer would condone this move, my dear. In fact, there's no doubt in my mind that he would be the very first to approve it wholeheartedly. It's not where we are that's so important, but rather how we work when we are there.
You are listening to Medical Files.
How does it feel to be a bona fide citizen of the Republic of Peru?
I like it. Amigo.
You've come into your own, my dearest. With a name like Carmen, you were meant to be here.
We'll have to find a wonderful name for you, too. Don Theodore sounds very dramatic.
If you will forgive a small vanity, I prefer Doctor.
Now we belong here. We are citizens. What's next?
Well, we are ready now, my dear. It is time to find the place where we are going to build our hospital.
Yes, Dr. Theodore Binder was ready. The dream of decades, nourished through years of fear and hardship, was beginning to assume the concrete form of reality. Binder worked on, devoting his mornings to charity work in the public welfare clinic, his afternoons to searching for a site upon which to build his hospital. Then, in 1955, Theodore Binder realized his greatest wish. He visited Dr. Albert Schweitzer at Lambareni, in what was then French Equatorial Africa.
And that is it. What do you think?
Dr. Schweitzer, what can I say? I dreamed of this moment for years.
I saw that dream in your eyes over 20 years ago at Bath. Do you remember that day, Doctor?
I'll never forget it. Nor will I forget the day I heard you call me Doctor.
You worked for it. It is your right. Now, tell me how I may serve you.
Sir, I am on the point of beginning work on my own hospital and settlement in Peru.
Bravo, bravo. This news delights me, delights me.
If I have your permission, Doctor, I would like to name the project after you.
After me, young man? That's a strange notion. What name did you have in mind?
I hope you like it. The Schweitzer Amazonian Hospital.
The Schweitzer Amazonian Hospital. The Schweitzer Amazonian Hospital.
Is it not to your liking, Dr. Schweitzer?
Many men have seen fit to bestow honors upon me over the years. I thank you, Dr. Binder.
thank you from the bottom of my heart.
The site chosen for the Schweitzer Amazonian Hospital was on a tract of land near Pucallpa, a port on the Ucayali River, at the end of a road that winds more than 500 miles through the Andean chain from Lima on the Pacific coast. 5 miles from Pucallpa, Theodore Binder, using hard-won funds, purchased 250 acres of forest for his hospital. But money was in continuing short supply. How to get it? One way. Work.
What do you think of that?
It looks very professional, my dear. It's odd, though, that to open your own mission and hospital, you must cease mission and hospital work and go into private practice.
Bizarre. But can you think of any other way to raise money?
No, I can't. I suppose it will have to be work.
Quite. So, let us do some. Have we any patients yet?
You should just look. Your new office is full.
Yeah. But I wonder how many can pay.
Some patients obviously could pay. For after 1 year of practice in his office in Pucallpa, Theodore Binder was able to foot the bill for the initial land clearing on the hospital site. Construction began, but it was of necessity slow. Funds came in, but it was a mere trickle of cash that came to hand. The cost of transportation of building materials from the distant coast was very high. This high cost, coupled with the impassable condition of the road during the rainy months, made the whole operation dishearteningly slow. Notwithstanding this, the work was done. And on January the 14th, 1960...
And on this great day, which is, as you all know, the 85th birthday of our patron, Dr. Albert Schweitzer, it is a great pleasure for me to stand here before you and to name our new hospital, the Schweitzer Amazonian Hospital. Thank you, sir. I now wish, having given thanks to God, to declare this hospital open. Open for the benefit of all who may come to its doors. We ask God to give us the ability to serve those who need our help, and that it may never be necessary to turn any soul away from these doors.
The hospital was opened at Pucallpa. The dream was a reality in wood and stone and glass. But the worries were far from over.
I don't know how we'll do it, Carmen. I just don't. The hospital is a hospital in name alone. We have nothing, and there's no money left.
Do you think perhaps an appeal?
Probably. I see no other way.
But the appeal was never made. The word got about. The new hospital, an established institution, was still in dire straits through lack of funds. Who would help? The response was immediate.
It hardly seems possible, dearest. Look. Look at this list I have compiled. Here, take it. I'll read it, huh?
From the oil company.
Yeah.
The company you worked for. It can't be.
Yeah. A donation of $25,000.
And money from the government of Peru. From agencies in Germany and in Switzerland.
Yeah, look at these labels. Labels for hospital equipment arrived and waiting for us at the shipping agents in Pucallpa.
Oh, a complete X-ray unit.
Yeah.
And 2 generator plants for electric power.
Do you see there? The offer from the Unitarian Service Committee? They want to build us a water tower and lay in a complete water system. Look here. And more. We have offers here to finance the training of hospital staff. We have promises of drug supplies as much as we need. We'll be able to start taking in patients within 6 weeks now.
And take in patients the hospital did, and with a vengeance. And as the hospital's responsibilities grew, so did the staff and volunteers who manned it. Nurses, technicians, farmers and workers flocked to Pucallpa from Germany, Switzerland, the United States and Peru. Doctors came too, drawn from other countries to observe and to work under unique tropical conditions. It seemed that success was assured. Theodor Binder was invited to the United States. While there, he met an old friend, Father John Lafarge, a Jesuit priest, who advised him to get into touch with Richard Cardinal Cushing. The Cardinal, deeply interested in ventures such as the Schweitzer Amazonian Hospital, would be sure to do all that he could to help. Father Lafarge and Dr. Binder sought the Cardinal. To their intense disappointment, he was away. Time did not permit Theodor Binder to remain in the United States until the Cardinal's return. He made preparations to fly back to Peru, and on a plane, southbound, a strange thing happened.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, may I help you?
Well, I saw that you were a man of the church. I am on my way to Lima, and as my work keeps me in close connection with the church, I wondered if we could enjoy a little talk together.
I think that would be rather pleasant. We do have a long ride before us.
Yeah, so my name is Binder, Dr. Theodor Binder. I am the resident physician at the Schweitzer Amazonian Hospital, a mission station at Pucallpa in Peru.
That's very interesting, Doctor. I'm delighted to meet you. My name is Cushing, Richard Cardinal Cushing.
As a result of that strange meeting on the airways, the two men talked through the night. Binder talked enthusiastically of his project, while the prelate listened attentively. The Cardinal promised that he would do all in his power to help. And later, that help took shape as a new 12-room guest house at Pucallpa, the Cardinal Cushing Pavilion, that does much to ease the hospital's space problem. Dr. Binder has his own words on the help he received from so many sources.
There are always those willing to help. Show them how they can help, and they are happy.
It seemed that at last all was to run smoothly at Pucallpa. But in that moment, disaster struck the Schweitzer Amazonian Hospital. In 1964, with the mission solidly entrenched in the lives and the affections of the populace, with dependable financial support coming in regularly, there came, out of the blue, a vicious attack of slander that alienated much local support, wiped out funds in Europe, and endangered the very existence of the hospital.
But who, my dear, and why?
You remember some months back, a group of businessmen in Lima declared their intention of gaining control of the hospital. They offered to buy the property. Naturally, I ignored them. Now they have done this. A campaign of vilification and slander designed to destroy all that we have built up.
What will you do, Theodor?
I will fight them, my dearest. I fight them to the last gasp, if necessary. What they are doing is evil. It cannot and will not prevail.
Despite the severing of supply lines, Theodor Binder was not alone. His patients rallied around him in solid support. Pucallpa businessmen bought newspaper and radio space to plead the doctor's innocence. A petition bearing thousands of names testifying to the good services of the hospital and its founder was sent to the Peruvian government in Lima. Dr. Binder's life was threatened at one stage. A silent guard of Shipibo Indian men took station surrounding the mission, 200 strong, determined to save their doctor from harm. Twice, Theodor Binder was dragged into court. Twice, he was acquitted. The bitter, sordid affair dragged on for a year. A year that took heavy toll of the doctor's health and mental resources. And then, it was over.
The paper, Theodor. The papers.
What now, Liebchen?
The government of Peru has declared you blameless. And all the grants have been restored, both from Peru and from Europe.
Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
You did not fail me. You did not fail me.
Today, the hospital, the lifelong dream of Theodore Binder, continues to flourish. Aided by grants and donations from across the world, the Schweitzer Amazonian Hospital at Pucallpa, Peru, stands as a bastion against the disease and poverty that has run riot in the jungles for so long. The bastion stands firm, and disease is taking a sound beating. Many years ago in Switzerland, a boy listening to an organ recital voiced his dream. He went on to make that dream reality and has brought light and hope into one of the few remaining dark regions of the globe.
File, the documented story of the men and women who in hospitals, research centers, and lonely surgeries guard our lives. Listen again next week for another true story from Medical File.